see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
We're back. It's Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, we're happy to announce shows. This weekend, March 16th, Drumheller, Alberta. March 17th, Calgary, Alberta. March 24th, Vancouver, BC. March 30 to 31st, we're in Ottawa. April 5th, we're in Toronto, Ontario. April 11th in Hinton, April 12th, Rocky Mountain House, April 13th, Drayton Valley, April 21st, Dallas, Texas, April 26th, we're in Austin, Texas, May 3rd and 4th in Thunder Bay, May 11th in Lloydminster, Alberta, one of our biggest swings to date, and it couldn't, the press has been phenomenal. I have never trusted the media more in my life than right now. It's obviously a lie. You know how hard it is doing comedy in this era right now? You know how difficult it is? You know, I would have probably an easier time understanding physics with my brain, you know, than those that don't care for jokes now trying to decipher of like what's real and what's fake. I often wonder, where are we as people? You know, where are we? How are we doing? Has COVID affected us? Has lockdowns messed us up? What is it? How did we get here? You know, what was the thing that pushed us? I know it's been a pressure cooker since like, probably the 90s? Actually, probably, you could probably go further back. Probably in the 70s was when this was really starting. We've already, you know, throughout time, the mind has been manipulated numerous times, you know, to get behind political movements, social statements. We've been duped numerous times from numerous things. You know, and you can pick whatever. The conspiracy theorist. What else do you think is fake? I think it's all fake. I think it's all fake. This is all made up. This is all bullshit at the end of the day. You know, and you're not being very specific. That's because the whole thing is just retarded. It's fake and gay, as we like to say, in these neck of the woods. Now, if you're a newcomer here, welcome. Welcome to the shit show. If you're a newcomer here, I'm sorry, I should be putting a warning. Hey, the thoughts and ideas expressed on this show are for comedic reasons. These are not true beliefs. Do I have to state that now with this show? Is that what I have to do? I know the emotions expressed and the topics discussed on this show are already like insane enough where you got to be like, Jesus Christ, this guy's a fucking moron. You know, this guy's an idiot. He's tried. He's taking swings at the plate. My favorite blogger. My favorite TikToker made a video about us. That was nice. You know, I like that. That was nice. That was nice of her. We won't name drop. It's already getting enough attention. But Jesus Christ. It's insane how this all spun up. The series of events that have taken place, it's I don't want to say worrisome, but to a degree it is, you know? Of how crazy things can get in your own life based off of nonsense. It's all bullshit that we do, you know? None of it's real. It's all fake. And some people take it seriously as if when you're looking at the town retard to be the voice of reason, I think the whole realm of society is in trouble. If you're looking, I'm 33 years old and I still dress like I'm 16. You know, if you're looking at the guy that's wearing like wolf t-shirts still at my age and thinking you're going to get a hot take, that's something you got to take home and discuss at the dining room table. I mean, like, you know, inflation has hit. You've had to sell the dining room table. So everybody's sitting around the coffee table that was handed down to you, having a TV dinner, maybe a nice pizza because it's Friday, right? It's payday and you want to splurge a little bit. So you got a little C's, a little five-beater fucking little C's for the whole fam jam while you're watching Family Feud, like a true white trash family. Nothing more white trash than Family Feud, right? That's the all-time white trash show. Because if you're watching Family Feud any day of the week, you don't got a job. That's white trash television. All those shows, like if you're discussing Family Feud, you know, a little Judge Judy, if these are topics of discussion around your family, welcome to the white trash family. Welcome to the white trash shit show. Isn't that funny? Because that just tells you, if you're watching those shows and those are your favorite shows, and I'm not talking like you're going on Netflix or pirating them off the internet. I'm saying that you're watching it on the television on a slotted time and on a time slot. What are you doing all day? What's going on? Do you have a week off? That was sick day television at grandma's house when you were a kid. But when you're watching it as an adult, that's a whole new realm of low. Or is it true freedom? You be the judge in the comment section. Is it true freedom? Is that true freedom? It's just being a white trash lowlife in this era, not letting anything bother you, drunk by 10 a.m., arguing with the TV on whether or not that kid is his. Because Mari's got you stewed up in a, you got to walk outside and have a cigarette. Nah, who are we kidding? You smoke inside if you're watching fucking Mari and arguing with the television drunk at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. You're smoking inside. That's true freedom. Smoking a cigarette inside. I tell you what, we were just back in my hometown in the lovely lands of Tabor, Alberta on the weekend. And what a treat being down there. I gotta say, I miss the folks. I love just small town shenanigans. I watched a kid fire up a cigarette in the middle of the bar and nobody batted an eye about it. Nobody batted an eye. And we're not talking like it's minus 40 outside. It's perfect smoking outside weather. And homeboy just fires up a jet right in the middle of the bar. That, my friends, is true freedom. That right there is the pinnacle of fucking freedom right there, smoking indoors, and they took that away from us. Used to be able to just smoke cigs all night long in a karaoke bar, and then the government had to step in and rip that freedom away from you. And why stop there? Why stop there, right? Now we're looking at the online harms bill, and a lot of us are thinking like, fuck, off to jail we go. I'm the meme master. I'm the meme god, you know, and now we're to the point where it's going online, but crime is rampant in the streets. We've lost our minds. We're robbing fucking jewelry stores in the middle of the day, you know, like not even with masks on. That's how much criminals fear the judicial system, is that we're just stealing shit in the middle of the day. No one cares anymore. We don't even think about the virus. We're done with that. We are tapped out on that. It's hilarious. We're gonna listen to the Justice Minister here talk about Bill C-63, and that's the online harms bill. If you're not familiar with it, I suggest if you're listening to this podcast, I imagine that you got a flood of memes sitting in the old camera roll that could potentially lead you to imprisonment, right? You probably like share. I know the type of people that will listen to this show or watch. There's memes being shared in DMs and text messages that are like, they are next. They make our t-shirts look like Sunday school. You know, they make our t-shirts look like Sunday school. Some of the memes that are just sitting ready to be fired from the boys. And what does this entail? Like now we're in the discussion of like, is this government overreach? And you give these guys an inch, they're going to take a mile every time, you know? It's like when they masked the legalization of marijuana, you lost a lot of your rights with that because dummies, that's what we do. We trick dummies. The dumb people get tricked into just letting these laws and these bills pass without even looking, hey, we're going to legalize marijuana for you, where pretty much marijuana was legalized here. You got like a slap on the wrist if you had a few joints on you. Nobody really cared up here in Canada. We weren't that harsh. It wasn't like Texas law when it came to marijuana. You're not going to jail for having a few grams on you. You know, if it was bagged out, and you're trying to sell to the whole town, maybe, just maybe, you might get a fine, a little community service. But now, but behind that, then the police were able to pull you over and breathalyze you at will. They can just pull you over. That was part of that bill. And we blindly just like, nice, man, the government's going to fucking let us have fucking weed stores right on. All right, okay, this is good news. My man, my boy Trudy just fucking letting me have a couple rips off a doob out in public. What a nice guy. Oh, you mean to tell me, though, that the cops are going to be able to fuck with me even harder now? It's all right. I'll take my shitty government fucking growing weed, man. I'll smoke a little mold. Unbelievable. But we get duped very easily with a lot of this stuff. And what we're seeing now is Bill C-63. And we also have, in the States, a sweeping vote to ban TikTok. A sweeping vote to ban TikTok. Because of data collection is what they're labeling. This is because of data collection. But if you dig a little deeper, you will find the truth. And that's why I say that the truth is very, very hard to find. And when you find the truth, you start to realize that the world isn't what it seems. You know, this imagination that we live in this perfect little timeline is crazy for me to think, you know, like North America is like the breeding grounds of, I don't want to say it's like, it's almost, actually it is. Never mind. My thought process was kind of correct there. North America is kind of the breeding grounds of this individualism. As if our voice matters more than others. We are very, very, very self-centered when it comes to a lot of issues. And we attach ourselves to issues that we have no reason to be there. No reason to discuss it. And I'm not saying like, oh, the free palate. No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying a lot of us have this idea in our head that, you know, we are the star of a movie and everybody else is our background characters. And for some reason, we believe that, you know, if we're boisterous enough, we can be celebrated as an icon. And maybe I'm the wrong person to be speaking about this type of shit. Cause I just, you know what? I've never really wanted a massive audience. I don't really want that, you know, and that sounds stupid. And it's like, it sounds like you're bullshitting right now. No. Hear me out. And I say this, it was like, I just want like a specific person that likes the shit that we do. I don't want to be loved by everybody, you know, because look at what happens. Look at what happens. You're criticized in the media and being labeled things that you're not. And, you know, if you come out and you're like, whoa, 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 that's not me, then that you get suspicious of being like, meh, I think something's up. I think there's more behind this, right? Like if you're being labeled a racist or you're being labeled transphobic because you have an opposing opinion. And I know, like, oh, well, what about the fucking... What about all that shit that you're doing? They're fucking, you know, the t-shirt. The t-shirt is because you don't like a certain group of people. And it's like, no, no, that's not the case. It's a swing at humor, you know? And Sam has his reasons for the t-shirt. And I know we're discussing topics from last week all over again, but this like stems into this Bill C-63, I believe. I believe that then this is something that they can use to further what they deem is correct on the internet. They are trying to censor the internet. It is thought policing at a giant scale, because what you're seeing now is people uprising. You know, you're able to speak to a whole nation. If you have the following, you're able to garner support, and it's, you know, some people oppose those opinions, and we spend a lot of time online. And I noticed that is like, I found myself slipping into this world of like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh God. You know, you can only see yourself on news articles being labeled certain things before you're like, Jesus, this is taking a bit of a toll on me. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to the audience and be like, oh, didn't affect me at all. I'm still human at the end of the day. It does take a toll on somebody when it's like everything you read is this guy, fuck him. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. He's a piece of shit. I'm going to strangle him in the backseat of a Mazda Miata. It's like, there's no backseat in a Mazda Miata. And it's like, that's the point. And they're like, I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. I don't want to be in the backseat of a Mazda Miata. How the hell do you even get in the backseat of a Mazda Miata? You know what I mean? Like, your head spins. You start thinking about everything. And it's like, oh, fuck, here we go again. But there's national attention to it. And it's flattering to a degree, a very small degree, because that tells me that people are then paying attention. And that must mean we have... a bit of impact on what we're doing. We're gathering people for laughter, and laughter is the best way to break the walls down between people with opposing ideas. I've seen, you know, there's all sorts of people that come out to our shows. Our shows are not specifically for somebody that, you know, the media is saying what we are, but these shows are for folks that just want to come out, and they don't care to hear fucking silly toaster jokes that you would get on CTV comedy. They want it a level darker than that. They want it, you know, they want it gritty. They want some oomph behind it. They want some risk. They want to see somebody take a risk on stage and give them the reward if deserving, right? Rightfully so. Rightfully so. But I think is, you know, what's happened here is it's discouraged people because of the labels. And then now we have become, I don't want to say like that, like, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. Not, but there is similarities. I think that people now are discouraged to come to shows because they believe that somehow... this is like a Proud Boys meeting of some sort. Like you're coming out and you're supporting something that you don't even really know what it is, because a TikToker said that this isn't good, you know. So they're shaming. I think that there's a bit of shaming going on of attending some of our shows, which is disheartening, because that's not the intention of what we're trying to do. We're not trying to divide people. We're just trying to bring people into a room and tell our stupid jokes. And to say that our whole show revolves around one certain subject is fucking wild to say when you haven't even attended the fucking show, you know? And I know, like, oh, back to the backseat of the Miata you go. But we're going to listen to the Justice Minister here speak on what the online harms bill. And I think that a lot of Canadians should be very weary of this. And they should take into consideration of, like, this is happening in real time. Like, folks, they're actively trying to censor the internet. And I don't agree with that. I think the freer the speech, you need speech to be as free as possible. Because the only way to combat bad speech is with better speech. And we're seeing that. When you censor people and you take these words away, and sure, maybe some words have a little bit more oomph behind them. I think we can agree with that, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to strip those words away. There's better words to use. There's better verbiage to use. And I'm trying to learn every day on how to speak better. And you've been listening to this podcast. If you're new here, don't go back to the old episodes. We're fumbling over big words. I have difficulty reading sometimes. It's a goddamn onslaught of moron behavior on this show. And I'm not about to sit here and act like I'm an intellectual by any means. I'm not about to sit here and run for office. I was never, ever, ever going to do something like that. I'm never going to run for a political position in this country. So that right there should tell you the level of dumb that's on this show. No, I don't fucking know. But here we go. After tabling Bill C-63, the Online Harms Act, on Monday, Justice Minister Arif Virani said in Ottawa that the bill targets the worst of what we see online. So let's hear what he has to say.
All of us expect to be safe in our homes, in our neighborhoods, and in our communities.
We expect.
We should be able to expect the same kind of safety in our online communities. But we all know that our online world falls well short of the basic standards that I just mentioned. Bad actors target our most vulnerable, our children. They spread.
This is. Now, does this become an issue at home? You know? Now the government is trying to fill the shoes of being a parent, right? They're really trying to fill the shoes of being a parent. And there's nothing more evil than a politician trying to give a warm, like heartwarming speech to garner your support in something like this. And I know they front end load this with, like, we're trying to protect your children. We're trying to do this. We're going to imprison anybody who supports terrorism or genocide. Now, we have witnessed the government be wrong on a lot of things, right? We can go back. We can go back for the past 4 years. It's coming out. Lockdowns, not a good idea, right? What did we do? We sat online. We exchanged ideas. We became very dependent on the internet for information to be passed, right? We were locked into screens, whether it be a television or a phone, to know what was happening in the world. It was a complete control of information that you would get. And if anybody spoke out, right? If anybody just said, hey, shouldn't we question any of this? The dog pile of civilians, of members of your community, would try and silence your voice on just trying to have a discussion. And we're talking about, like, reasonable people. I'm not talking about the loonies on the right and the left, the far right and the far left. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people just in the middle wanting to have a reasonable discussion on why is all this happening. We're told to shut the fuck up and follow the rules, right? And now, with a lot of protests that are taking place. You know, you could use the free the Palestine protests. You can use the Ukraine protests. It's causing division in the streets, and then now being able to suppress information, which they already have with the Online News Act, right? Like by Facebook, Instagram, and Google suppressing news articles, right? Your news articles are being suppressed because they can't come to an agreement. So is that now big tech stepping in and telling them this is what needs to happen if you want our support on that bill? You know, there's a lot of questions that we should be asking. So does this give more power to big tech, or is it more power to big government? We don't ask these questions. We just blindly agree because they front-end load this with this language that we can be agreeable with without, you know, to... They are, as much as we want to say that the government is dumb, they are very smart. They think about this type of shit when it comes to press conferences. And I know our fearless leader may fly off the handle sometimes and make a mistake, and whether it be Chrystia Freeland saying some wild shit, you know, to upset the West or upset the prairies, which she just did. But this is a prime example of front-end loading the discussion of things of like trying to protect your children. Suddenly now they want the children are a priority to them, because this no longer is a left versus right war. It is a generational war. And if these people can now grab a hold of your child's mind and they can put the right information in the right spots, so that way they can mold them to think and act a certain way, because we see the youth, they're very tied to technology. Millennials, you know, we were like that last group that still played outside but would play on the internet if it was a rainy day. You'd play N64 if it was a snowy day, right? Where now the youth coming up, they are very tied to technology. So it is no longer left versus right. You have to forget that. It is generational. The young children that are coming up, their minds are what they're looking to control. Disagree with me if you'd like, okay? Tell me in the comment section. See, I'm a YouTuber now. Comment on whatever the fuck you're listening on this and let me know. Am I wrong? Does it not seem obvious, you know, with TikTok? The TikTok ban in America should tell you exactly what's happening right now. It's the same flavor, just different kind of shit. That's it. It's a control of information, because we're too dumb to realize that these folks are trying to control your mind at times. You know, we just
not a problem. What's that? I can go and get barbecued fucking chicken wings at the Boston Pizza if I have a fourth booster. Sure, sign me up.
And that isn't like an anti-vax statement. Sure, vaccines, we can feel however we want to feel about them. But when you, doesn't it seem odd? Doesn't it seem strange that you have to show a pass? Like, what are we doing here? FBI fucking clearance to get in to shovel down some boneless wings at the Boston Pizza, buddy, huh? Couple draft beers. We're so concerned about our health. So concerned about our health. We will shovel garbage into our mouths and inject ourselves with whatever. And I know, hack, aren't you? Yeah. Listen, I didn't know what my future looked like. And I know, you can shit on me all you want. I'll be honest about it. I will be honest. I got two. Not because I wanted to. I wanted to go to America. Okay? I wanted to go to America in the fucking heat of it all. I didn't know if we were ever going to get stand-up comedy back in Canada. It was very, very uncertain. It was very dark and gloomy. I didn't know what that looked like. And I wanted to try. And the information given to me turned out to be false. And it sucks. It sucks having to sit here and admit that I was duped, admit that I fell for this. It fucking irritates me a lot. So when I see the same playbook just remodeled and it tweaked a little bit, you know, it's just tweaked a little bit. No, instead of the public safety, it's for your child's safety. They're always masking this with safety. So there's some sort of guardrail that we have to put up because that's the only way you can convince a group of idiots that somehow we are going to make this world a better place if they are in control. They just want you dumb. They want you dumb and agreeing. That's it.
Vile hate and encourage impressionable people to commit violence. We know the harms we experience online can have real-world impacts with tragic, sometimes fatal consequences.
This is a total... It's a fucking power vacuum. Total control. The violence. To condone violence. What violence is taking place, you know? Is the internet convincing people to go and commit these violent acts out in the streets? Is the internet convincing these people to gather outside of parliament legislature buildings to protest what they disagree with? Regardless, you know, here's the thing, like whether I disagree with it or not, whatever people are gathering out in the streets about, whatever they're chanting, whatever they rally behind, I am so pro free speech that I believe that they are allowed to do that, whether or not I disagree with it. You can disagree with these things. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with, but that's the thing is now we've like regressed to the point that we don't want to have any sort of discourse between one another to throw these ideas around. And the realization is that, there would be a realization there that maybe we do have some things in common, but we just put up these walls of like, we have to hate that person. We have to hate that person because they oppose my ideas. That is so self-righteous. That is so extremely ignorant to me that if we don't open the doors of discussion, we lead ourselves down a path to this where the powers that be see a perfect opportunity to convince you that, hey, maybe it's time that you guys just let us control what gets out there and what's not, huh? Maybe it's time, you know, we're starting to see some people doing some shit and then like some things maybe happen over in New Zealand, right? And some shit happens over in Haiti, you know, all of a sudden the gangs start thinking that, you're telling me I can overthrow these cucks. You're telling me, right? But it leads us down this path, and it's a very dangerous path, and it's scary to me that people are agreeing with it. It's like, yeah, no, this is good. We got to protect the kids. We don't give a shit about the kids. Nobody's gave a fuck about the kids. When the fuck has anybody gave a shit about the kids? Tell me. And I know, like, oh, well, we go out and we protest outside the school being like, trans kids shouldn't be getting pills. Okay. And how are we protecting them? Screaming at walls? That's the best we can do? It doesn't matter because the bills are still being passed. The lobbyists are still making their fucking donations to these dumbasses, right? There's no pressure being put on these folks. They walk around with security guards. That's the worst that's happened to them. They have now went from being able to walk freely to now they just need 9 police officers to escort them to the fucking whatever 5-star restaurant they're going to that day. And people stand outside screaming and spitting at the windows. That's the worst. Right? That's the worst, is you have lunatics following you around. That and honestly, kind of, for what you've done to some people, you had to expect some sort of controversy coming your way. No, you had to have thought, but we blindly believe that as soon as some shit is being said about, oh, we got to save the children. This is a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's all it is. To remove something away from you to this degree should be worrisome. A lot of people are watching Canada right now and what we're up to. I think this is probably the most attention apart from the trucker convoy that we're getting, because it will be. What is going on here? There we go. I'm getting like feedback of some sort. I hope it's not coming through the mic there. But I hope people are paying attention to this, because like this is something very similar to America. Is now we're seeing people rallying together. They're protesting. They're not agreeing with the war in Gaza. They're not agreeing with it, which is great. You know, I'm not going to sit here and condone violence. I don't want that. I don't want a violent world. You know, I think it should be free and fair. That's what it should be. Because there's rules for thee, but not for me, right? You think these guys are going to walk around following all the guidelines? Of course not.
Consequences. And yet so much of this goes unchecked. Under this bill, major online services will have three overarching obligations: a duty to protect children, a duty to act responsibly, and the duty to remove the most egregious content. This bill targets the worst of what we see online: content that sexually victimizes children or re-victimizes survivors, intimate content shared without consent, content that incites violence, extremism, or terrorism, content that incites violence or foments hatred, and content that is used to bully a child or induce a child to self-harm. This bill will establish a new digital safety commission to make sure that online services comply with their new obligations, as well as an ombudsperson to advocate for users and victims of online harm. But I want to be crystal clear.
Like, that's a lot to unpack right there. Some of those things that, like the online hatred. The online hatred aspect of it is like, what are we going to consider hate speech at that point? Because, you know, you see the articles that are coming out as well of like, you could be facing life imprisonment for online hate. And I'd like to put a little faith in these guys, which is a dumb thing to do, right? Who needs a laugh track on their podcast to somebody who's not funny? I want to know what the first meme is going to land somebody, you know, like what is the first meme that gets somebody jailed? You know, is it Chicago crime statistics? Is it kind of like, is it going to be anti-Semitic? Is it going to be transphobic? Which one of those things is going to be the first to land somebody in the Crowbar Hotel, you know? Which one is it? And that meme will probably be framed and put in garages all across the country, because that would be the one. It makes it infamous. As much as we like to, even the quote-unquote T-shirt gate, let's call it T-shirt gate, that has caused something that nobody really knew about to now have a hunger for it. And obviously we've removed that shirt from our website because it's just we got our reasons. And for those wondering, I'll leave a little Easter egg here for you. For those wondering, there has been zero money sent to the Ukraine. That's the Easter egg. I'll let you figure that out. That's something for you to decipher. You know, that's my QAnon. That's Catanon right there for you. There has been zero money sent to the Ukraine, okay, from the prophet. So that should tell you everything. That's the Easter egg. That's the Easter. If you can decipher that, then congratulations. You kind of get what fucking idiots we are, okay? You understand who the hell we are, right?
Ugh. Clear about what the Online Harms Act does not do. It does not undermine freedom of speech.
Yes, it does. See, that's where they lie. They lie right to your face and you just... Yes, it does. It does undermine freedom of speech because that freedom of speech should cover all bases. You should be able to express yourself. Now, no matter what, and then you start combating it with, well, that's hate speech, but it is still free speech. No matter what these, no matter whatever ist, ick, whatever the hell, that still falls under free speech. It's like, well, that sounds like something over fucking whatever one of those ists and icks would say. And it's no. To understand what free speech is that falls under that. This and that. Fucking, I don't know how you don't understand that. You know, I know there's speech that I don't like. There's talking points that I don't like. There's talks that I don't like to have, right? But doesn't mean that that person should have that stripped from them. In fact, you should amplify those voices so we know who they are and you know what they're saying. And then we're able to, you know, combat that with better speech. That's what I think, and I'm not condoning of any sort of wild topics by any means, but I'm saying that's by pushing this away and making it, or attempting, not even making it, attempting it to make this disappear, it's just, it gives it more power. It gives it more, almost, you're like a fucking moth to the bug lamp with that, and you're attracted to it because it's something that you're not supposed to do. You know, it was like smoking weed in the 90s. You weren't supposed to. They put all that advertising out. Hey, this is your brain on marijuana. And it was like, is it actually? That caused probably more people to want to smoke marijuana than not. They tried to scare you away from it, but then it causes some people to be intrigued by it and be like, well, what the fuck are they actually talking about? Not that I agree with it or anything, like, just why would they be pushing this off to the side, you know? But to say that it doesn't undermine freedom of speech, it totally does. It totally does.
It enhances free expression by empowering all people to safely participate in online debate. This bill empowers adults.
He contradicts himself.
Right now, where your posts go and what appears in your feed are dictated by platforms. Through this bill, we are restoring more of that power to you, the individual Canadian. C-63, this bill does not wade in to your private communications. Private communications are exempted from this legislation.
Yeah, right.
We know that there are powerful organizations and people who may line up against this legislation. People with money and people with influence. My message to these people and these organizations is very simple. It is now the time to work directly with us.
Ooh.
Profit cannot be prioritized over safety. Right now, it is too easy for social media companies to look the other way as hate and exploitation festers on their platforms. This bill will require platforms to do their part and to do better to keep people safe from harm and exploitation, especially our children. Failure to do so will have a price, significant monetary penalties.
Oh. That, which is kind of funny because, like, the Canadian government is like the rich kid who thinks he's like, not even the rich kid, is like the middle class kid who thinks, is because his old man has a boat, that warrants him like upper class and somehow thinks that he's tough, but still gets bullied. That's like, that's Canada on the playground. The old man has boat, so you guys got to blow me in the tube slide, you know? And it's like, go fuck yourself. Nobody takes you serious. That's what I'm seeing. Like, big tech is able to bully these guys. They did. They just removed the news. They were like, whatever, fuck you guys. They didn't even care. They didn't even bat an eye about it. Like, whatever. We ain't paying you. We ain't giving you no money. And made them look like, it was like, ah, fuck, that didn't work. But as he's saying that, is like the, in the guise of public safety, this is where it gets fun. This is where I get to have my fun. And I think that hey, we come to this podcast to laugh, Uncle Hack. Maybe you had a couple chuckles, right? Maybe you had a few giggles at my expense. But I think that this is something that needs to be discussed. And I think that people need to be aware of this. It's like what is being taken from you. Once again, here we are back at square one discussing all of, discussing what the Canadian government is trying to take from you. And maybe some people aren't aware. Maybe some people don't care, you know. And me, I guess, like by the internet being a way of providing an income, it is rather worrisome. I'm not going to lie. It is rather worrisome because it's not like we are out here being like, puppies and rainbows are cool, aren't they? Puppies, since the inception of this moronic brand, it has been just complete horseshit. It has been total horseshit the whole time, right? Like we can't sit here and admit that it's been highbrow humor right from the get-go. I'll admit that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I am some sort of fucking Nostradamus over here predicting the future, right? I'm not no sorcerer. I'm not a professor by any means. Do you see degrees hanging on my wall? No. We never went to, the only time I was in post-secondary was when I got hired on to carry HVAC shit up a stairs. Up like four flights of stairs to the guys that were doing the work. I was just a greenhorn then, right? And these fine gentlemen would, just giving them a hand moving shit around. That's all. I was a laborer in the University of Lethbridge during the summertime for an HVAC company while I was training for my first professional fight. So that right there, that's the only time I've really put a good stint in a university. So I'm just an idiot, aren't I? But with all of that being said, you know, I mean, like we gotta keep people safe. We gotta keep people fucking safe. York residents receive door stops to prevent auto thefts. That's what's happening out here in the GTA. And you're not going to believe what they suggest. This is true in true Canadian fashion. We are a parody of ourselves now. We have to just sit back and laugh. I'm not going to ruin this because this is fun. This is something that we can rally behind. We can all have a little giggle. This was the recommendation from, I believe, the police chief.
More prominent across the GTA, up nearly 25% in 2023 from the year prior.
Wow.
Now, police in York Region are out with a new safety tactic. Door stops have been handed out to some residents in an effort to prevent door kick break-ins to steal car keys. It's a move that has one Unionville family feeling uneasy.
So it's gotten to the point where they're actually just handing these things out to residents. That's, to me, shows that it's very high risk. I'm not sure if the whole street got it, but when I was talking to my parents about it, they said that they were handing it out to the houses that back up onto the park because they're more of a high risk area.
Allie Galinsky says her family received the doorstops along with installation.
That's what I'm talking about. Just a doorstop, but it gets better. Listen, this is how we prevent crime here. We're going to put a doorstop, say. We're going to put a doorstop, say. This will keep those criminals out from stealing my car keys, hey? Holy fucking fist me.
Instructions last week, just days after police went door to door in her neighborhood handing out pamphlets on auto theft prevention.
Look at this. We got a female cop. That's going door to door. That's what we're doing. That's why we hired female police officers to walk around door to door to hand out door stops. We're not stopping the crime. We're stopping the door. Right? We're getting the crime before it gets you. You know what I mean? You know we ain't showing up. Okay? We're not showing up. So we bought door stops and hired our female police officer here with her other five fucking six accompany fucking holy Christ. We got a couple of short kings. We're just gonna go around, we're gonna hand these out. That should knock a little bit of this off.
Gives you some tips like investing in a alarm system and security cameras, install motion sensor lights, keep your windows and doors locked, trim trees and shrubbery so there are clear views from the street. And don't post vacation plans or luxury purchases on social media.
The move is part of York Regional Police's ongoing efforts to slow skyrocketing car thefts in the region, an effort which includes community engagement. And
now they're walking around putting pamphlets on the windshield being like, hey, this is what you guys should get up to. Holy shit. Police officers are just club promoters now. That's what they are. You know, when you come and you leave an event of some sort, you know, you leave a concert and you come outside and then the after party fucking posters hang on your windshield wiper and you're like, for fuck's sakes. And sometimes you don't see it and you're driving and all of a sudden it gets a little rainy. So you turn the wipers on and you're like, oh, for fuck's sakes. That's what they're doing. They're doing old school advertising out here. You get the folks of, fucking York on board. Hey, hit me up. Door-to-door salesman. Unbelievable.
Patient.
Community services was involved and created pamphlets and Faraday bags, as you've seen. Those have been dispersed through our community partners.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners, a message echoed by Toronto Police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month.
This is good.
Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have.
Hold on. Hold the phone. So,
a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why.
Wait a minute, I thought you banned all those. I thought the government banned all those, hey? They don't got toy guns. What the hell are we doing here? They don't got toy guns. They're not running around town with a cap gun with the orange tip on it trying to scare the old folks into giving up their keys to the Oldsmobile. No, 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 no. Just leave the fob on the front door so that way you don't get your front door kicked in and then all of a sudden you get the shit kicked out of you, your Rolex is stolen, all of a sudden your TV's gone, everything. That's what we're coming up with. That we, my friends, have reached the pinnacle of fucking delusion out here. I don't know how you look at Canada and be like, what a wonderful place, you know? What a wonderful, when this is being said at a press conference. This is what's being said at a press conference. I'm flabbergasted. I say some stupid shit, okay? Crime is rampant. People are broke. They're doing whatever they can to make ends meet, and now we just got car thefts that are through the fucking roof, and their prevention from your, or their recommendation from preventing your car from being stolen is to leave the fob on the doorstep? Is that what I'm hearing? Just leave the fucking... You don't need your car. What are you talking about? You're going to own nothing and be happy. We're just trying to speed that process up. We're just trying to get it to the finish line. You know, we don't want you having a car. Your car's being stolen. What do you need a car for? The transit system is perfectly fine, isn't it? What would you rather have? Would you rather be stabbed in a seat full of piss on a bus or have your car stolen? Those are the only two options. You got to pick one. You get stabbed in both scenarios, just so you know, unless you leave the fob on the front door, on the front doorstep. Ay, ay, ay.
Zelensky says they will be installing the door stops and taking YPR's advice seriously. But she'd like more action from police as well.
And I'm glad they're taking initiative to try to get, you know, in front of the problem and prevent more break-ins and possibly, you know, the ones that are armed and stuff. You don't want anyone getting hurt. So I'm happy that they are taking action. But in terms of what I'd like to see done, I mean, at least when it's in a high-risk area, maybe more patrols.
York police...
Oh my God. My Lord, but a t-shirt. Can you believe that this is happening and they wanted to report on a t-shirt? There's a comedy group coming through. There's a fucking comedy group. Leave the fob on the front door. Those are people that are trying to get to the Danger Cat show, don't you know? These are people without a ride. They've got too many DUIs and the insurance is sky high. And they just got to get downtown to go check out the fucking Danger Cat show on April 5th. That's where they got to get downtown. They're trying to secure a ride to our shows and I apologize. It is our fault. The demand for the shows are so high that people are kicking in doors all throughout the GTA area to steal your car to come to our shows. And it's not my, it's not my fault. You popularized us in the media. You made us popular. And now people are like, how the fuck am I going to get to the show? So they're kicking in a goddamn door and stealing your car. I don't want to be blamed for this. I apologize that it's happening to you. I don't mean for this to happen. But this is what happens when the media starts talking about the Danger Cats and it popularizes the show. And now they got to secure a ride to get down to the show April 5th. What do you want me to do about it? I've done the best I can, you know? I've done the best I absolutely can, and here we are, sitting before you, trying to tell you, hey, just take the bus, and the people are like, I don't want to take the fucking Toronto transit system. I want to make the show. I don't want to die on the ride there. I can easily steal a car because the fob is on the front doorstep, so why would I not do that instead of risk my life of taking the fucking Toronto transit system to your stupid comedy show? Why would I do that when I can roll up in style? One guy stole a brand new BMW I was just watching. A brand new BMW. Why would I not want to roll up to the show in style, hack? And I'm like, fuck, you got me there, buddy. You got me there. What am I talking about? I totally agree with you. Especially if the keys are right there. You don't even have to kick in the door. The keys are on the doorstep. I got to admit, sometimes I'm an idiot. Sometimes I'm a moron. And I apologize for that. And we will see you at the show April 5th. All those guys out there stealing cars. Unbelievable. And with that being said, thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. I know. Hey, where's all the fucking, where's the fat question? Where's the hate mail? Write in. We'll do one next week. Some of you guys write some crazy shit, and when I repeat it, it gets me in a little bit of trouble. It gets me in a little bit of trouble, you know? So next week, write in fan questions, you know, send in a voicemail. I prefer voicemails or voice notes that are sent in get priority. We're doing that now. You send in a voice note, you get priority. And thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Head on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/DangerCats69. I'm Grifton. Head on over. It's a great way to support the show because God almighty, you know, we need it right now, don't we? Hey, fucking shows. Fucking, you got to reschedule the shows. People are thinking like, oh, all this shit that's happening to you. Holy Christ, what the hell is this? You guys are fucking insane. With that being said, if you want to support the show, head on over to Danger, or if you want tickets to the show, I already did the Patreon fucking plug. What am I doing here? I'm losing my fucking mind. DangerCatsShop.com for tickets. And Patreon.com/DangerCats69. Links are down in the description down below or the bios down below. If you're listening to Apple, please give us a nice review. That would be very, very, very kind of you. If you're listening on Spotify, rate the show. Give her a 5-star, why don't you? Give her a couple of 5 stars of David there, boys, you know? Like, fucking, we're with Israel, Palestine. Knock it off. Knock it off. That's what I'm telling you. Cut it out. Enough of that. Fucking don't do that. It's not nice. There. Am I good now?